You know what's funny? We talk more with these mics in front of us than we just do as people. Like, if we were here just hanging out, we'd be playing Magic, we'd be doing something. This is the first time we're just talking.
Yes. This is the only way.
Human beings.
Seriously, Matt, that's what we gotta do. When we play Magic, we just gotta have the mics in front of us.
Welcome to You Only Have to Listen to Us for 300 Seconds. I am your host, Matt. With me this evening, the lovely Mike.
Hey, I'm that guy.
No, that's it. It's like
that's all I got. All right.
That's all I've got left in the tank. Adam is here as well. No, nothing?
No, I'm powering through this, and I'm enjoying every second of it.
All right, fair enough. And my favorite person in the world, Becca.
Yay,
you are
I'm
back
the favorite.
You are back for the third episode.
There can only be one.
There can only be one.
But
so you gotta fight
Mike. His favorite, though, so... Okay, wait, no, there can only be two. Favorite guy, favorite girl.
I don't disagree. I don't see sex. All right.
No. 2017, Becca.
Yeah, this is not... You can only have one. Okay. All right, well, before we get back into it, I feel it's a good palate cleanser. It kind of leveled the playing field a little. So I think before we start, I will let... You're right?
Yeah.
Good?
And a burp.
Okay, good. I will let you ask us one more question each, if you'd like to. If you have anything else you are curious about, because we've been berating you for 2 hours. So, please, we'll give you one question, and then, you know, as we go on, we'll see what the conversation turns to, but just as a tease into this, and then lead into it.
Okay. I think I'll save the questions for later, so I can actually think of difficult ones for you guys to answer.
All right. I like the challenge.
I hope it's not math.
Okay, then. Where did we leave off, Mike? What was our last... Are you okay?
He's trying to process the entire story of what he's heard for the past 2 hours.
I think we've been walking into your fucking house for, like, 2 hours now.
Sure. So you're in the house.
Okay. No, wait. No. We left the house.
What?
I changed it in the car.
She did.
No, you changed in the car.
No, no, no.
Yes.
You're in
we
the other girl's
Nick's
house.
The front steps, and I was at my limit.
You're
holding
get it, get it, get it. You're horny.
Okay. You don't even say. You can talk like a human being now, right?
He doesn't know what that sounds like.
I almost lost control of myself and wanted to destroy her. Yes, that night.
Good. Was that so hard?
Now,
apparently. Yeah, it's a fucking pulling teeth.
But then you don't know.
For years.
I know.
Next.
I love
next,
you
next,
like a brother, Adam.
Next part of the
like
story. We need to make process progress here.
Agreed.
I gotta find my joy some way.
And making everybody else pull every fucking bone in their body to get something out of you is your fucking happiness.
Is that what you had to do to get something out of me?
Teeth.
No, not even.
No.
I just stood there.
No. She just...
That's great.
Not like that. I like that.
Thank you.
No. So...
Not like this.
In all honesty...
Okay.
In my rush of holding back every fiber of wine to
yeah,
go
yeah,
into...
Yeah,
yeah, We got it.
The image.
I rushed home and I didn't have a chance to give her my cell number.
That's hilarious.
Yes, it was.
So you left. You left. You
yes.
were gone. You were
I
not in the picture.
I was already on my way home.
So you did not get the digits.
No. But I knew for a fact Becca here would have been nagging Nikki all night long.
Wow.
For my number.
Jesus, it takes one fucking
what?
Chick and you have already gotten so full of yourself. Oh, all the women want my number. All
no.
the women's.
No.
All
she,
the fucking
Becca
women's.
Told me herself.
All the girls want his number.
Like, no, it's true.
Yeah.
It's true. I bugged her all fucking night for his number.
Why?
Why?
Because I felt like teasing him.
She
why?
She then proceeded to tease me for the next 12 hours of the day.
How? What
day is this?
Well,
this is 10 days ago?
Yes.
Yep.
This is
June 15th.
No, 14th. June 13th.
Time of day.
June 13th.
Yeah, but nothing was official until the 14th.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
But June 13th was...
You want to know what my anniversary is?
Shoot. Oh, no, I remember. I remembered.
Becky, you want to take a guess? I've been with Teresa for 7 years.
Holy crap.
I know.
What?
Okay.
But I don't want to get married because fuck that shit.
Yeah, it's over, rude.
Right? So is fucking kids. Sorry, no
yeah,
offense, but I can. I don't. I'm too selfish. I
fucking
want to spend my money on this.
Overrated.
This is what I spend money.
Okay,
I'm a kid with toys.
So take a guess.
Is it coming up or did it pass already?
It's coming up.
Is it tomorrow?
No, it's not.
It's today.
Really?
I need this fucking suit now.
Yeah. I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say August 20th.
9/11.
What? Did you that? Holy fuck, that's awesome.
I know, right? Fastest readers. 9/11 victims. They went through 100 stories in 15 seconds.
All right.
No, so yeah, we were Skyping. I asked her out.
What's the difference between a cow and 9/11?
What?
Stop milking a cow for 10 years.
All right.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, now you can
No, it's fine. That's the whole story. yeah, my anniversary is 9/11. Okay, sorry. So your anniversary is June 14th.
Yes.
Okay. Happy 10-day anniversary, which means bullshit.
I know.
Okay, sorry. So, teasing him for 12 hours via text?
Yes.
Yes, ow. Via text. Basically bugging him.
She sent me one photo.
Please tell me it was your kneecap.
No.
Did you send that really cool shot of, like, the arm that looks like a pussy?
I should have.
That would have been awesome.
No.
Or, like, your dad's ass. Yeah.
What she sent me was a photo of her standing in her pink thong, topless, with the words, "This could have been yours last night." My response would have been, "That would have broken me."
Would have?
Ew.
No, would've. Your response was
hypothetical.
That would have broke me.
Why can't you?
I will pull up the fucking text if you'd like.
No, I believe you, but you turned that text into a hypothetical when it really happened.
Okay.
You have a problem, sir.
Yes. I do, all right? I know, but I live off hypotheticals.
No shit, and that shit's gotta change too.
If you could do that.
Dude, seriously, if you can do any fucking thing.
If you can get him to stop making hypotheticals.
I have an actual question. How did you get that necklace around your neck? And do you ever take it off?
The dragon?
Yes.
I only take it off to sleep.
Okay.
And I actually bought it off of Wish. And is it glowing? Is it purple right now?
No.
No.
Okay. If you kill out all the lights, you leave it in the sun for like 5 or 6 hours, it glows a bright purple.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's awesome.
So while at work, she's teasing me, taunting me with all of this.
Sexting.
Pretty much, yes.
Yep.
Pretty
exactly much. What it is.
Exactly.
There's no pretty much.
That's no, sexting. It's exactly. You're right.
Yes.
So.
I call them like I see them.
I wanted to hang out with her again.
I
said. To fart again.
I'm going to have colon cancer by the time this podcast is over.
So, I told her, you and Nikki and Joe are going to be going to Eastside Mags because there's a Vanguard tournament.
No, we were going to.
Not Eastside Mags, sorry. Game on. Because there's a Vanguard thing normally going on around this time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I said, I will come there.
Hold on 1 second. I have to plug Eastside Mags by Jeff Stuff.
He needs to feed his kids.
Jeff is awesome. Yeah, go shop there for all your comic and magic needs. Okay, go ahead.
So, I text her saying, I will come there right after I'm done with work.
Okay.
So, as soon as my day ends at 8 for work, I go home, change my shirts. Myself look... Yeah, I have to wear a work shirt.
How many shirts do you wear?
You wore two.
I wore two.
At the same time.
No, I went home. Took off my work shirt,
You changed your shirts, implying that you were wearing I had to take both of them off before.
Change my shirts, which means I changed from one shirt to another.
I really want to kill myself.
Can I get to the... Oh my god.
So fucking good.
Stop.
Nope.
No.
So, I get to Game On before I'm leaving for Game On.
Okay, I think I need to... I'm sorry, I need to interrupt again, but you know this is out of love, right?
I know.
Like, you know we
I
love
I know
you.
It is.
I don't love you.
We would... No, okay.
And you want the set... You want the trilogy to end. I know you want to get to the climax of the story. I know. I left the pause so phrasing could be said.
I don't think it needs to.
No, it doesn't need to.
No. Yes. I'm breaking Mike slowly.
All
right.
You're breaking all of us. Like, my will to live is going down ever since this podcast started.
Okay, wait. No one make me laugh. I need to fucking finish this fucking ice cream.
Okay.
Why would laughing change your ability to eat ice cream?
Because I don't want to choke on it. Yes, I am fully aware of exactly what you think.
Is that a worry?
No. Choking? What is word? What are you talking?
Okay.
Mike.
Good now?
Mike, stay with me, buddy. Stay with me.
So, Matt, she texts me saying that one of her exes is there. She's going to cling to me when I get there. I say, okay, no problem. I pull in into the back parking lot by Game On. I walk into the front. I see her in the back by Nikki. Walk straight up to her, hug her, kiss her on the lips, and the guy walks away in shame.
So, that's pretty ballsy for you, dude. You know what? For all the shit we put you through, that was ballsy as shit. I gotta give it up for that. To walk in and... Okay, no, never mind. Let me take us back half a step. Did you kiss him or did he kiss you?
He kissed me.
Really?
Yes.
I don't believe it.
Did you, Bobby?
He did. He came right off and kissed me.
They can't believe it.
You said it fast enough. That's great.
What?
You said it fast enough. That's great. Oh, man.
I'm going to have to call bullshit. I think this relationship is so new. And you're defending him because you're trying to cover up all the shitty decisions you've made over the past 10 days.
Matt! I don't bullshit!
I love you, Matt.
That's Will!
Me too.
That's Will. Ah, redirecting
the
problem.
This Will bullshits. I may be hypothetical, but I am not a liar.
What the fuck?
But you are very loud.
Was it the same thing?
Right in my ear. I'm sorry.
The hypotheticals didn't happen. It's a lie.
Hypotheticals are possible situations that can or cannot happen.
Holy shit!
Okay, stop being logic, just answer questions, you.
Okay, can I continue now with the story? Because we were just chilling at Game On for a while.
Were you playing Vanguard?
I wasn't playing Vanguard.
He wasn't.
Neither was
Vanguard is a shitty game.
Hey!
It's a shitty game. It's overly complicated and it's bullshit.
Matt, it's Nick and Joe that play Vanguard.
Yeah, but it's still bullshit.
And you.
It's still bullshit.
With you?
No, I didn't.
Nikki and Joe, Matt.
Exactly.
I'm sorry. Is Vanguard, like, fucking been around since 1993?
Magic for pussies.
Has 27 million followers. And fucking no, shit. It doesn't. Because it's bullshit. There's only one
turkey. As soon as we were
done. It is
done,
cosplays.
Motherfucker.
As soon as they were done at Game On.
I've seen Liliana cosplay. It's fucking hot.
As soon as they were done at Game On, they were like, you know what? Why don't we go hang out more and go to TGI Fridays?
Oh.
You're done telling this fucking story.
Becca, please.
You, get to the parts you care about.
Okay.
Oh my god.
After
TGA Fridays?
I said,
that's where you get hand jobs in middle school.
We were there to actually eat, actually, Matt.
We went with a big group of people.
We went with a group of people.
Okay.
And
group dating's all the rage right now from what I hear.
And that was
I'm not
actually...
hip.
Out of all the relationships she's been in, was the first legitimate date she's ever been on.
Aw.
What the fuck?
And it was actually a double date, too.
Yeah.
Double? I thought you went with a group of people.
There was a group of people, but there was only two people that were
grouped
as a couple.
It was the group that was at Game On. But the only two couples there at that point, or people that were interested, was Nikki and Joe.
Okay.
And then me and him.
Sure.
Okay. So, okay. Let's speed past that part.
Mike, yes.
Why?
Stop asking why.
No, that is the million fucking dollar question.
The entire reason we've been here tonight.
Listen, if we get nothing accomplished, but I figure out the why, I'll die happy.
I'm happy.
Like, I could stroke out, which I probably will after tonight. And
okay.
Be just, you know, the smile on my face, understanding the universe.
Throughout the whole time while we are there.
Why? Yep.
I was clinging to her,
why?
Enjoying every second of
good.
The
no,
day with
I,
her. You called me, too, because you wanted to, because I called you.
Wait,
you
but this
call.
Is also, yeah,
yes.
I remember this.
Wait for
because,
it. Wait for it.
Because here's the fucking situation. I called you not knowing you were on a date. Right? I called you just like, okay, let's finalize
talk.
Plans. Yeah, because we had plans.
Yes.
And then you call me and tell me you're on a date. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing talking to me then? You cannot, like, I understand. You don't have
gotta
to
pay attention to the road.
Right? Yeah, that's actually another thing. And I'm honored.
No,
I'm honored. I'm important enough to take away from a very special moment. I feel like I was a part of it.
You
and
were.
I feel like I'm a part of it now.
He was thinking of you, Darren.
I was. I was watching and I was thinking about me too.
You need new tapes.
Now, as I was saying, though, after I was done with that conversation with you, went back to the table, we ate her food. Good. As soon as we were done with this food, I get back to my house with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's outside of my car smoking on my porch, the front deck of my house.
Yep.
I open the door, I look in, I walk back out, and I say this fucker's asleep on the couch, which I'm referring to my younger brother.
Why is your younger brother? Okay, I guess he's always there.
He lives in the house with me.
Sure.
How old is your younger brother?
He's 2 years younger than me. He's 19. No, 20, sorry. He's 2 years younger than me. I'm quickly going through math at this, at a rapid phase. Pace at times.
Yeah, you need to take a breath and slow down a little bit.
You want
to
continue that?
Yeah, please, Becca.
They find you more interesting than me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, hush. Don't yell and scream when I tell them. Okay? Okay.
We love you, madam. This comes from a place of love. We just need this.
So
I know you need the release.
Hush. You have no idea. So I am rock hard.
He comes back outside. I'm still sitting there smoking. And I was wearing that tight dress, right?
No.
Like a fucking diamond, Adam.
Adam,
look at me. A diamond.
I will pull up the photo. You continue talking.
You can nail a fucking hammer a fucking nail right now.
That's right. It was a corset. I was wearing a corset and my jean skirt, I believe. Right? The jean skirt? Yep. I want you to see it so that you have a better understanding.
That's why.
Okay.
So I'm wearing that. And I'm sitting there just smoking, just kind of hanging out. He comes back outside and he goes, this idiot's asleep. And I'm like,
That's a light way of saying it, yes.
And I'm like, so what?
What?
I forgot something.
What?
Happened to your tooth?
Oh, yeah. Well, I was going to get to that later, but we can do it now.
Okay, really quick on the teeth. Like I said before, I've had epilepsy since I was like 16.
Mm-hmm.
This actually happened in 2011?
Did you bite the
curb? Or 2012? No. It wasn't that funny. I actually had, I was finishing up my GED, and no, 2009. This happened 2009. I was about halfway through my GED, and I went into a seizure and hit my face on the desk.
Nice.
Swallowed my own teeth, and didn't realize for almost a week, because I was in the hospital.
Oh, shit. Yep. So while you were taking the class, like, it was literally...
It was, like... Okay, my usual routine at that point was stop at McDonald's, get coffee and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
Eat while I plug in the headphones, drink my coffee while I do my GED.
Yep.
So that's what I did. Plugged in my headphones, sat down, started pulling up the music. Next thing I know, I'm in an ambulance.
Oh, shit.
All I remembered from that day, take me to Valley Hospital. Hackensack is closer. That's where you go. Okay. So then I blacked out. I don't remember anything for the next solid week.
Damn. So that's the first time that's happened like that bad?
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know what caused that one? Or is it anything?
No idea.
Shit.
I have no idea.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. But I didn't even realize because, you know, with all the leads and shit on you, you know, I was like comatose for a week.
Yeah, of course.
It sucked.
No.
I got up and I went to the bathroom and I went to go and brush my teeth and I just looked in the mirror and I was like, Mom, what the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with me? What the fuck happened to my teeth? I was all about my looks at 16.
Mm-hmm.
My hair, my teeth, my nails, everything.
Same.
And it was just like, I broke. Because I was I'm ruined. Like, what the fuck? I was known for my smile.
Mm-hmm.
So when they broke, it was like, my legacy has died. You know, because that's essentially what it was to me.
When you're 16, yeah, I can tell. Yeah. I can buy that.
So, I mean, it kind of killed me, but it was like, you know what? After about a year or so, I was like, I like my little fangs. I'm happy with them.
Good. That's awesome. Okay, yep. So you just like it. You embraced it.
Yep.
That's fucking awesome.
Took it on, and I was like, fuck what people say. I don't care anymore.
I don't think we were trying to be malicious.
No. I'm just in general.
Okay. Yeah, totally.
People would come up to me and be like, oh, you did that intentionally to look like a vampire. No, I didn't. But okay.
Wait, people have said that?
Yeah.
That sounds like something people would say. All
right.
Yeah.
I have a question. Did you know that you've swallowed your teeth? Did they have to tell you?
They had to tell me.
Oh, they had to tell you.
They had to tell me.
Did you find them?
No.
Damn it.
Nope.
Because that's a fun moment.
Mr. Hank.
Like, just looking down in your shit and like, you know, I've taken good shits and I'm like, I'm proud of that one. And, you know, take a look. And it'd be weird to see, oh, there's my tooth.
My favorite.
Yeah. Like, you can see corn. I'm assuming
my, it's your teeth. My favorite is when I'm like, when did I eat corn?
God damn it, Mike.
Yeah, but it was.
But I also gotta think I'm kind of like, especially if it was a little part of you jagged, it would probably fucking hurt.
You know, the way that they broke, it was actually the perfect shape that it has now. It was never jagged.
Cool. Really?
It was never jagged.
Interesting. Mm.
So it was very odd.
Huh.
Yeah, but it's been like this since I was 16.
Well, congrats.
Thank you.
That's a really cool story. I like
Yay.
It.
Thank you. Back to fucking Adam.
Okay. So.
Do we have to?
No, we don't.
Well, you guys want to know the story, so.
I always want to know why. I
just want to listen.
Still want to know why.
Why is because of Nikki.
That's not.
We said throughout.
That's a cop out.
No.
This is all Nikki's fault.
We said it throughout the entire.
Okay, I will say this. It was Nikki's fault for that night.
No.
It's 10 days later.
No,
all the nights.
We told Nikki during the entire date.
But now today, Nikki's not here. Nikki's not here right now. You can stop.
She's still the reason that this started.
She is.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the starting. I get it. I can actually. I'm, with this story progressing, I get it. I get everything up to now. It makes sense to me. I could buy it. I did. And we're here. We're together. We're doing this. The why is that it's not June 13th anymore. It is June 25th. And we are sitting here in my living, in my whatever the fuck.
House.
Living room house. Thank you. This place where I have microphones. And you're still talking about this, which means you've had every opportunity to get the fuck out. Which, by all, you know.
Why?
There, thank you.
Okay. This is why I say it's Nikki's fault.
Because listen.
She's saying there's a reason.
You guys woke up this morning. And hold acknowledge on. Each other's existences. Why?
Hold on. I'm getting to that.
Okay. Go.
It's Nikki's fault because she knows everything I've been through. All the crap relationships and how I've been treated. She knew that Adam was a good guy. So, being after me and her and discussed everything, we talked about it, I decided to give it a shot. And like I had told him, if you basically don't know me at the end of the month, like once we hit a month, I don't see it working. That's the way that I always stand on relationships. If you don't know me a little bit better than somebody else who just met me after a solid month, it's not going to work. It doesn't matter how good you treat me. It doesn't matter. So this is the trial period to me.
What are you doing on July 13th?
We're podcasting.
Good. We're going to have a Q&A. Oh.
I mean 14th.
Oh shit, there's already trouble in paradise. What do you mean the 14th?
July 14th.
Would be 1 month.
That would be 1 month.
Okay. Yeah, but like, it's 2 a.m. I think we could start on July 13th.
Fair enough. Very true.
Okay. We'll proceed with the story.
Please.
So, do you want me to go into the detail?
Please,
Adam, here, you know what? We'll make this easy. Did you mute Adam?
Did you mute three or did you mute four?
Three.
I mean four.
You're four?
She's three.
There we go.
Okay. So, to essentially kind of pick up where I left off a little bit.
Yep.
I was sitting outside of his house smoking and he came back outside and said that his fucking brother was asleep.
Okay,
whatever, nobody. Little did I expect, this one actually started eating me out on his front porch.
What the fuck?
And I got really, really into it. We walked right past his brother. And Nikki had prior told me that he was a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't believe her. I didn't.
What?
Ow.
Sorry.
I'm wearing headphones.
Sorry.
Mike, question from the peanut gallery.
Why?
Because she's told that to me about two different people in the past, and they turned up not to be virgins when I first started with them. So I didn't believe her.
You can get into all the details if you'd like.
Okay. Just the
go, just go, just go, just go, just go.
So I finished smoking. He finishes.
Wait, so. So you were smoking while he was eating you out?
Yes. It was the only thing making me not scream at the top of my fucking lungs.
Yeah, but I've eaten out girls who smoke before. It's fucking disgusting. I'm sorry. But I smell the smoke.
Yeah. I have been around people who smoked pretty much all my life.
No, I know that. But
I'm
like,
used to it.
Oh my God.
You were a champion, sir.
He's still muted.
It's fine. I can hear you.
I can hear him. That's
very loud. And he's yelling into your mic. So I'm going to put this over here. Sorry. I didn't mean to
talk
to you
more. What?
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's. But listen, I've been in that situation where I've eaten girls out and I could tell immediately if they smoke because it has a distinct odor. And I give you utmost respect for that, especially while she's smoking. That is impressive. All right.
Thank you.
There you go. Continue.
Okay, so after that, I finished the cigarette, I threw it, and we went into the house, past his knocked out brother.
Why was he knocked out?
He was asleep.
He was just,
okay.
This was like
dead to the world.
This was like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there was no one else in his house.
Alright.
So, we decided, why the fuck not? I'm really turned on.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's fuck.
Okay.
Needless to say, this is where my mind got blown, and I
what?
Still don't want to believe it.
Trauma or pleasure?
What?
Both.
Okay.
In a sense.
Both.
Both. In a sense.
Was it the sternum?
No. He actually fucked like he knew what he was doing without ever fucking a chick before.
Animal Planet.
It was
nope.
Good.
That's where I get most of my pointers from.
2.5 hours. Burnt through 2 condoms because they dried off. And just like, I could not get him to pop. This is why I didn't believe he was a virgin. At all.
I would argue that, some guys have that problem, but I totally, that is the one part of the story I actually believe.
Yeah.
Because there's situations where, you know, especially when you're like,
I have a lot of endurance.
It's nothing to do with endurance. And I'm not giving, I'm trying to
diminish
your,
me at all.
No. There is absolutely something to be said for, not necessarily performance anxiety, but I've been in situations where I totally get.
Mm-hmm.
You can just fucking do it, and you just can't do it.
No,
I've totally been in this situation before.
It's
so
not
I totally
even that he couldn't. It's he gave me a workout, opposed to me giving him the workout.
That's fine, but I mean I totally get that. But you know, if you don't, guy doesn't want to come. There's sometimes situations where even if you want to,
I refuse.
I mean, I don't know.
Guys can fake it, too. I faked it.
What?
It's easy. It's fucking easy.
Hot man is.
If especially from your doggy style, you just pull out and spit on their back, it's fucking your dog.
Yeah, that's true.
But otherwise, you just make the weird face, and the girl gets disappointed, and you go to bed.
I mean, I don't know. Was that actually performance anxiety for
no.
me?
No.
But listen,
I was going at it.
Okay, but it's psychological.
No,
it's something you can't even... Listen, you can shake your head at me all you
no,
want.
No, I'm understanding you.
I have had that same fucking problem. And then I had to explain for a fucking hour after... And I'm not trying to jump in on your story. I'm sorry, but I'm trying to relate.
I understand.
Yeah, I've had a situation where the girl felt inadequate because she couldn't get me to fucking come. And then it was like, no, I swear to God. And it was nothing I wanted to. I was like, thank God! Like, you know, after a certain point, you know, sex goes from, okay, this is great, to I got shit to do. It's maybe at 4 in the morning, you're like, look, I this is great, but I kind of want to get some sleep now, come on. But sometimes you're just a dick which just won't listen. And it does nothing to do with you. It has nothing to do with, you know, what you...
I understand.
I, you know, and that is one part of the story, I believe. So, okay. So 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
That's the end of the story? Or do we have more?
I mean, there's more to it, but I think I'll let this one kind of go over that a little bit.
The what? Well, I already heard the story the morning after. It has already been documented fully.
No, that was actually...
The night prior.
No.
Wasn't it?
No. He's referring to when you were getting your tattoo done.
Oh, yeah, that was a couple days after.
Yeah. That was actually, like, the third night.
Yeah.
Because it was 3:30 in the morning, we were dead fucking tired, and we just passed out of my bed.
Sure.
And his parents were...
My father walked into the room.
This is the story that has been well documented. Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. My father walked into the room and was like, was there a girl in Adam's bed? And that's how the cat got out of the bag, that I had a girlfriend from my family. But the second night was...
So, okay, girlfriend. Now, is this a mutual term from the first night, or was this something he kind of leapt into without... Because there's a difference between I need to get my rocks off and, oh, this is a guy I could spend time with. Did you know at this point that it was like, all right, I'm going to give this a shot?
After I talked to Nikki about it, and she kept reassuring me that he was good and, you know, give it a shot. What do you have to lose? You have nothing to lose. You know, he's a good person.
YOLO.
I was like, you know what? She's right. I trust her. I haven't listened to her in the past and I fucked myself over.
Fair enough.
Let me give it a shot.
All right.
I think the term girlfriend came a little bit faster than I had initially assumed it was going to. Mm-hmm. Because we had only met 2 days prior.
Yeah. No, so that's what I'm saying. That's absolutely what I'm saying.
The day prior.
I honestly, yes, you were right. I jumped that way too soon. But in all honesty, I was actually happy.
No, I know. And no one is blaming you.
No one's downing on that. But
and
I think, you know,
I got too excited.
Kind of pushed the whole boyfriend-girlfriend card a little too
far, way too quick.
But you did something right, because she's still fucking here 10 days later, as much as we try to convince her not to be.
Yeah.
Like...
She got addicted the first night.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And then I got my tattoo, and I was away for a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
She was in Tennessee for, like, 4 whole days.
Oh, okay, so the relationship's really not 10 days old, it's, like, 4 or 5.
Hours.
Kind of, yeah.
Alright. Where do we go from here?
I mean, I have all my questions answered.
Most really?
I think so.
So was your question of why finally answered?
Yes. I think we have a very good understanding. At least, you know, I really want to have a follow-up at some point. What's wrong, Mike?
I don't know.
Talk to me.
Hi.
Hey, you and me now. We can forget about them. I can mute them both.
You and me. And me and you. We're in a little place.
Is there something you need to say?
Sweet life. Yeah. What? I don't remember. I'm very tired.
What? What is the face?
What?
No, I'm just giving her like this. Like, I'm just smiling.
No, it's not just smile.
I'm just happy. All right?
I want to tease the crap out of you, but you're like... because you didn't take a shower after work and it's late as fuck and you have to be up early as hell.
I'm sorry, who's the sweaty person who needs to wake up?
Me, because I work around ovens all day.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's what a pizza place does to you. It's gross. But he's trying to pull the cute little face to get
no, but,
shape.
What?
No, but I'm just actually happy that finally Mike's questions have been answered for the why after... almost 3 hours.
Still baffled.
That I actually have someone.
It's like, it's like the...
It's like looking at
Van
Gogh painting.
No, it's like OJ thing. It's the OJ thing. And let me explain.
Wow.
Can I explain?
Yeah.
Yes.
If
yes.
Anyone judges me.
I'm not judging you. I'm just laughing.
Idolizing you.
Listen, I think of it like this. It's still not necessarily right, because it's like, listen, OJ killed his wife.
Okay.
It's pretty obvious, right?
Yeah.
And then you hear the story, and it's like, his wife is cheating, you know, the fucking guy has the audacity to come to his house to deliver, you know, bring back the fucking sunglasses that was fucking his wife, and he goes crazy and kills him. It's wrong, but I understand.
Yes.
I get it. And that's how I feel about this situation. It's wrong, but I finally get it.
Closer.
It took 2.5 hours to get here, but I get it.
You wanted the details.
That's very true.
I did.
Both of you did.
Yeah.
That is my... summary of the situation so far. Mike, what do you got?
I have magic cards that I'm moving to my land box because I don't have anything else here. I need to check it.
Shit, I can take care of that. We'll talk after this is concluded. I think we're wrapping up in about 10 minutes anyway.
Yes.
Okay. Now that... Adam, do you have anything else to add to this proceeding before we get to the other part of this that I wanted to talk about?
There's more.
Only slightly. I'm going to fart like no...
no one's business?
It's coming. I don't know if I can hold it in for longer. Okay, go ahead.
In the gates.
I plan to make it work between Becca and me, and I want to make it last. That is where I want to go with my life.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
he feels it turtling, folks.
No, I just had my asshole shrink. And listen, after I feel like I'm, you know, I don't want to, you know, sound like my ego is too inflated, but I feel like I'm a big part of your relationship now. And
yeah. We just went live on the mics. If you're not a part of this, I don't know what would make you feel like you are.
Listen, here's what I'm going to say. And this is for both of you. Listen, I don't know what you guys have been through. I'm not going to pretend like I understand your lives.
I will.
Okay. But I also understand what it's like to be, you know, in your early 20s and in love and like that and how the fucking world is the greatest. Everything is amazing. Be fucking careful. That's all I'm going to say.
The world is not amazing. I've known the black and the white and everything of how...
Hey, Matt.
You don't. Okay,
hey,
Matt. That's the black and the white.
Where I know
it. Hey, Matt.
Where I know
it. Here's your point.
No, I understand his point.
No, my point is this.
There's still more to learn.
It has nothing to do with that, dude. Do you know how many people think they know everything and what they're going to do and everything that's going to happen when they're 23?
Five. Let's see, almost everyone.
Yeah, I did. What?
What?
No, what were you just saying? Please.
I said five.
Okay, 25, whatever. But
whatever age.
Your early 20s, you know shit. I still don't know shit. I'm almost 30, and I still do this shit. Like, I don't know what my life is going to be, and no one can. You enjoy every day, and you make...
As a blessing.
You make the best. I mean, it doesn't have to be a blessing. I'm a full-blown atheist, so blessing is another thing, but
okay.
We won't get into that conversation.
Okay, now. You make the best of what you're given.
Yeah. Not only that, you enjoy everything, but don't... You can plan and then hope for a future, but if you depend on it and become to rely on it and say, this is it...
No. You're just fucking yourself to a lie.
I'm not even saying
not
to lie.
Don't
lie, jump to it.
You're overstepping your own hopes. You're like setting yourself up for something that you can't even guarantee is going to be a definite thing.
Yeah.
Is what he's basically trying to get at, right?
Yeah, I think you got the main point. And listen, I want you to. I'm rooting for both of you, because for lack of anything else, it's going to make this podcast so much better. And it's selfish, but I don't give a flying fuck.
We know.
But it's just fucking be careful. Both of you, seriously, and I really do hope for the best for both of you. But don't count your chickens.
Before
don't say this is it. This is the fucking one. Like,
no.
There's no way in fuck you would know that now. Because every girlfriend I've ever had in the honeymoon phase, and you are in the honeymoon phase, and
yes.
It's going to be fucking awesome. The next few months are going to be great,
and
or months. I don't know. are gonna be great. Then life sets in. Sucker.
Yeah.
Fucking cord.
I don't even know who it is this time.
Uh-oh.
Is it me?
Three.
Again? What the fuck? I didn't do anything this time.
Yeah. Okay. Fucking A. I just completely took all the steam out of my argument.
You were talking about the honeymoon phase.
It's great. I love the honeymoon phase. It's fantastic. And then life comes in and you have to deal with shit and you have to realize, like, I've been with my girlfriend now for, you know, it'll be 8 years and on 9/11.
I can wish somebody a happy 9/11. I'm so fucking happy about that.
I know. It's fucking fantastic. It's beautiful. It's the reason I can never leave her.
I'm down.
Oh,
what? No, whatever.
Bad time. I'm taking it back. 9/11's up. I'm making it a happy day.
We're bringing it back.
We're bringing it back.
God damn it.
Bring it back. You have to.
Right? But, like, it's fucking. Relationships aren't just all that, they're fucking work. And anyone who tells you, and I'm going to say this because it's happened to both of us over the course of like the last 8 years. And Adam, this is.
I actually have a legitimate question for you.
Sure.
How long does the honeymoon phase usually last for in a relationship?
It really depends. There are times when it can last for like
years.
I'd say a year is usually when, like, all right, now we have shit that, you know, like.
Okay.
When
it just depends on the couple.
Yeah, and when the excitement and then the newness like fades and it just becomes a routine, then you lose some of that spark. It's not necessarily bad because then it's like, this is real. Yeah, this is something that could go on. But I'm going to warn, and Adam, because I know you're excited, I know you're happy, and I want you to be happy, but you and Becca, if it lasts, will fall out of love with each other. Mm-hmm. It's up to, I guarantee it.
I'm not doubting
it. It is up to the other person to keep you going and knowing something is real, and that's how you know something will last, because you rise each other up and you support each other even through the hard times when you don't have any feelings for the person.
Yeah.
Because it'll happen. And, yeah, I didn't mean to, like, fucking, I don't want to kill your honeymoon phase. Enjoy the shit out of the next few months. Go home and fuck the shit out of each other. Even if it's not tonight. I know not tonight.
And.
What? What?
It's kind of impossible.
Okay.
At the very moment.
At the moment. All right. You can do it in this house. You can do it right now.
No,
we'll do it on the air.
It's the tattoo is still healing for her.
Yeah.
Where is a tattoo?
She has.
Right on top of my C-section score.
Huh?
Nice. Just do it from behind.
I'll show it to you. No. I'm not allowed to.
No.
I want him to get chutes and ladders on his ankle tattoo.
I could.
You could.
Right?
Yeah, you could.
Two casts, right up, like just a ladder with a. Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yes.
I like that a lot. And it's his name?
Yeah, it's his nickname.
Aw.
Yay!
Full name is John Lawrence Sullivan.
So Jack is the.
Yep. Cool. We just call him Jack.
Awesome.
Or as I call him, Munchkin.
Of course. Tiny, anything tiny.
Anything cute and adorable is his nickname.
We're gonna have a good jump today.
That's his nickname. Anything really cute and adorable.
Oh.
I call him cute.
I wish I had more tattoos to show off. I only have one.
A tattoo?
Yeah, I do.
What?
I have the streetlight. I have Streetlight Manifesto's logo tattooed on my back.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Music changed my life. And their music changed my life, man.
Good shit.
Their line, any song in particular?
No. I was going to say, you were going on trying not to kill the honeymoon thing, the honeymoon phase between our relationship.
That was it. Yeah, and I just said, I don't want to do it, but I'm sorry. I want you to have some.
Grasp of reality?
Listen.
Reality exists. Yes,
I reality.
I remember.
I do play for reality. Thank you for the magic reference. We needed it.
To of course.
Because magic needs to be a part of everything.
Yes.
But I love you as a brother, dude. Like, we've been friends for a little while now. And you're in the inner circle. Oh, thank you. So amazing. And, you know, I really hope it works out. I honestly do. But just don't put all your eggs in one basket, dude.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard this.
But I'm not trying to be a dick.
No. I've heard this from my own mother, too.
Yeah.
Because my mother worries
30,
about me.
You might not even like her. You might. It's a fucking possibility. You might not, like.
Who knows? Time will only tell.
Exactly.
I'll put it like this. I just turned 23.
Happy birthday!
No.
She's
in April.
She's April.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Her birthday's April 28th.
Can I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt your story, but I need to find people my own age to hang out with.
Yeah.
I'm fucking old.
How old are you?
I'll be 29 in October.
I mean, Anthony, Dave, and Chris are all like your age.
But not even question.
It's really like me, Justin. How old's Liam?
Liam's like, he's like 2 years younger than me. Everyone I know, like, with the exception of some really close friends that I've had for like my entire life, most of my friends are younger. I don't know if it's good or bad.
Really?
Yeah.
It's both.
Interesting.
I just keeps you young.
I don't think I have any
friends. I think, if I'm not mistaken,
I have one friend
for the proper group. I think I'm the youngest, if I'm not mistaken, or are we classifying Nicole and Danny?
Nicole's not part of the group.
Danny as in part of the magic one? Then yes, I'm the youngest.
Let's not talk about him.
Okay.
Not for that. And not like inside shit that will not make it to the podcast.
Nope.
Yeah. Fuck, I need to find people my own age. Okay, sorry, continue. You were
anyway,
talking.
To basically put it frankly, you know, I am barely hitting 23. I just passed hitting 23, and I've been engaged 4 times. That's... 2 people, I thought it was, oh my god, this is the love of my life, blah, blah, blah. Never worked. I told you the story about me and the baby's father.
Mm-hmm.
Within a week of him proposing to me, he expected me to marry him within 7 days.
Nice.
That was the most
sarcastic.
Big,
I know.
You know, like every girl dreams about their ideal dress, what they want, how they want to do it. No, it was here's a blue dress, here's little champagne colored shoes. We're going to town hall on Friday. Fuck you. No, we're not.
God, if I find a woman who just wants to go to a fucking town hall, that's the one I'll marry.
You should con her into
Well, there was a reason I said that.
Okay.
My reason with him, especially being that I've known him the longest, was let's be engaged for a year. Live together a year. If we don't work, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's no wedding. If we work through all the issues, through all the problems, for one solid year, I'll go to town hall.
Yeah.
Then a couple of years down the line, we'll do an actual wedding.
Sure.
You know, save up money, have the time. Because we still had the baby is still young. You know, and he agreed to it. And then a week later it was, oh, we're going to town hall. Oh, no. No, we are not. No, we are not. So it was just stupidity.
Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that.
I mean, you live and you learn, you know?
That's a good way to look at it.
If I didn't go through it, I wouldn't know any better.
True. That's absolutely true.
And that's why I said at the beginning, when you said, what is my end goal? That is the final step if the relationship does work. That's the far, 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 far future. I want to take time.
I'm not going to say anything.
But I want the relationship to work.
Dude, jump in 2 feet. That's fantastic. I'm so happy for you. But I'll be here no matter what. And just as a fucking, you know, to know, regardless of what happens, you'll be able to sit here, talk a bitch about it. We'll probably, you know, if things don't work out, we'll be calling her a cunt 2 years from now. She's a horrible human being.
And it wouldn't bother me at all.
Suck.
Well, you say that now.
No, it really wouldn't bother me.
She's been called worse.
I've been called Matt's girlfriend and Shane's fiance.
Yeah.
I thought you said Matt's girlfriend, and I was about to get really offended.
I've been called
No, not you.
It's fine. It's fine. Different. I get it. I'm fucking shit. I know.
No, it was a different Matt. It was a stupid Matt.
Matt, but you're mine.
But you're cool, Matt. You're cool, Matt. The Matt that I'm talking about is stupid Matt.
All right. okay, so we have about 10 minutes left.
Mm-hmm.
I have fucking balls. I gotta fix the shit. So, Becca, now that this is all over, you get to ask questions of us.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about it.
You can refrain if you don't feel comfortable.
Please, no math.
I feel it's my responsibility as host of the show. As the captain of this vessel, so to speak.
I'm a seaman.
You can always be my seaman.
Sweet dreams are made.
He's so innocent.
He is very... He has this act, but he's not.
No, but it's funny. It's funny innocence.
Right?
Thank you.
You have been very honest and open. Thank you again for everything. Now you get to ask whatever the hell you want of us, and I'll do my best to answer whatever you ask. And Adam, you have been very good about this too, so please, this is your time to talk to us, whatever you want.
Matt, you have answered all my questions throughout the time I've known you, so has Mike.
Fair enough, but if there's anything that's puzzling you now, now's the time.
He asked me questions.
You want me to ask you questions?
He asked me questions.
I don't know.
No, I asked myself the questions, and your actions have answered them.
Oh, good. Good.
Okay.
So you should be.
Becca, please.
Based off of what you guys have learned tonight, only because I'm torn between two different things.
Mm-hmm.
What cartoon character would you relate closest to me?
To you?
Mm-hmm. I'm asking both of you because I really need opinions.
Oh.
So this is the question.
No, this is one of them. I just, depending on your answer, I have different questions.
Mike?
Is the answer you're looking for Harley Quinn?
No.
Okay, good.
So cartoon character, is it anyone in cartoons or is it like, you know,
I think she's referring to like any kind of character.
Any cartoon or anything like that, anime, doesn't matter, that you think catches my kind of personality.
Well, I hate anime. I'll say that straight out.
She's okay. Referring to comics, video games, movies.
Comics.
Basically anything cartoony.
Comics I can do.
Okay. Comics work.
God. Now I need time to think about this. There's so many comic characters.
This would have been way better in the beginning.
Right? Because it would have given, if you had asked us in the beginning, we could have formulated.
Like 5 hours ago.
But that's exactly why I didn't want to ask at the beginning.
We needed to. Like, this is the question you can't just jump
think
into.
About it. Think about it.
I'm
this
going to
also
think
be
it.
The final thought. And then the next time we do the podcast, have the answer.
Well, is this the only question you have?
Kind of, sort of.
Well, you can ask literally, like, anything. You have been so honest with us that I feel that we need to be honest about anything you want to know about us or anything you want, or me. I can't speak for Mike.
I would like a different question.
Go ahead, Mike. Or Becca, ask away.
Okay. I'm curious. How many different girlfriends did you have? You don't actually have to name them like I did.
Oh my god. Yes, she hit him with a math question too.
Yes. Yes. You know, I was going to ask him a freaking math question I had to do at work today.
The ones on the subway don't count.
It doesn't have to be number.
5.5.
Okay. Explain your half.
Polygamy.
Interesting.
Bad idea. Don't fucking do it. Didn't work out.
Okay.
Were you the half, or was she like just with like three other guys, or were you with the girl?
Oh, dude.
She.
Another one, yeah, she dude.
No, don't go with you.
No, I said
Interesting.
That was weird.
Very weird.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that was not a ew. That was an oh.
Can the next one be about that?
Please?
Everyone involved horrible.
Okay. And then, yeah.
Okay.
Fuck.
Yeah. I'm very curious to find out more about that next time.
Bad life choices.
Shit.
And haven't we all?
Mr. Matt.
What's up?
You had mentioned something about
Mr.
having shit shoved up your ass in your dick hole.
Oh, man.
Explain.
What exactly what went in your ass and what went
in
your dick.
In my ass.
Okay.
Multiple dildos, I guess.
Okay.
Butt plugs, but the Beats things.
Oh,
yeah.
Beats by Dre.
Butt plugs. We do it all.
Okay.
And I must have cleaned myself out before all this shit happened, because we tried it once without it, and then, like, poop.
Yep.
So, it happens.
It's true.
Yeah, I know. It does.
It's like a fountain of sunshine.
And this one keeps questioning why I don't want to do anal. That's
probably the reason. I know.
Well, no, here was the agreement, because my girlfriend was like, she's done anal, like, I guess, once or twice and didn't like it. But you know, we talked about it because we're like, fuck, what do we do? We run out of things to do. Vanilla sex is nothing. Like,
yeah,
my closet is full of shit. So the agreement was like, okay, well, if I have to do anal, you have to do it. I was like, fuck, right? and she was not expecting it. So we fucking did it, and then we had anal, and it was, I don't get it.
It was,
I mean, it's okay. Yeah, right? Anal's from both sides, from both ways. Like, first of all, when I, you know, I will fucking eat her ass out. It's fun. She loves it. But like there's times when you know, like, first of all, the first time we did it, it was like, I was worried something was like, dude, is my dick going to be clean when it comes out? Like, I know it sounds like really awful, but it's like, I'm kind of worried. And it wasn't so much better that I was like, this is something that needs to happen. And I was just like,
yeah.
And then getting it in the ass was okay. Like, I get it. I can see why dudes like it sometimes, but it was like, this I could take it or leave it. If that's okay. Is that enough? I mean,
yeah, that's the same viewpoint I have on it too. Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to make sure because like it's harder to explain it to someone who's never done it.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
So, yeah, like, she was getting your input, so
to make
try
it a little bit easier.
I'm telling you,
understand.
I'm telling
you. Like, for me, I don't mind.
Excuse me.
Being having my ass eaten out,
mm-hmm.
I don't mind being fingered in my ass.
Sure.
So long as I have sufficient time to get my body ready for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I don't have that time, if there's no, like, fair warning or anything like that, it's just kind of, it's a turn-off.
No,
it's a turn-off.
I can understand the turn-off, but I will also give credit to the idea that sometimes in the heat of the moment,
yeah,
like, things can happen. Ass to mouth, I'm not opposed to. Necessarily,
yeah.
not conceptually, but like there's times when I'm just like, okay, you know, things get shoved in places that necessarily weren't intended,
right?
And it's not necessarily a bad thing because sometimes in the heat of the moment, it's like, oh, this is fucking awesome at the time, and
yeah.
then we regret it later when there's, you know,
whatever
laundry that needs to be done,
yep,
to an extreme,
yep.
But yeah, that's my thought on it. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. No. Is there anything else you can put up your butt?
You
fruit?
Put a lot of shit in a lot of different places.
Right?
Things a dildo if you're brave enough. Abraham Lincoln.
He was very
smart. You could just shove Mike up your ass.
No, I've tried.
Oh.
Okay.
I got as far as the shoulders, man. They're an issue.
Shoulders, that was it?
Oh.
You gotta start from the feet.
My shoulders are the reason I can't fit in gym lockers.
You gotta go for the feet first and then
right.
work your way up.
You're absolutely right.
Because think about it, that angle,
yep.
it kind of slowly starts spreading.
Yeah. And my work, it's the same concept with the butt plug.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. But, Adam, don't close your mind down to it. It's not as bad as you think it is. And it doesn't make you any less of a dude.
I know.
No.
Like, that shit. I hate that bullshit that, like, first of all.
Because people think it's like, oh, if I take it up the ass, I lose my manhood. And
no, you're not gay.
No, it's not even about him taking it up the ass. It's
oh.
trying to word how I feel about
oh,
it.
Yes.
Okay.
It's more like.
Yes, she's because.
If I'm in that mood for it, you'll know.
Yes.
But if I'm not, it's just kind of like. You know how it is. Like,
no.
you get awkward and uncomfortable, and it's
yep.
just like, yeah, no, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
Because she can tell me if, when I'm with her and I'm being too aggressive, she'll say, you're being too aggressive, I will tone it back as far as she needs to tone it back.
Yeah. I'm trying to think, what is some advice, yeah, especially, like, for experimentation?
Don't be very pushy in the bed.
No, that's fine.
Well, no, it's
pushy.
I
great.
Mean, that also depends on the person too, because
agreed. My definition, and this is something that necessarily my girlfriend
yeah.
shares all the time, but because she likes to be, you know, she likes to be dominated sometimes,
right.
Which is kind of fine. But my wholehearted belief is that sex should be a war. Like, if you don't come out of it with scrapes and bruises, you're doing it wrong. Not the knife. What are you? Oh,
no,
wait, oh,
that was her charger.
Charger.
All right. But I mean,
no.
if you're not, you don't have to palm a blade sometimes just
no.
to be sure you're doing it wrong.
No, because this
no.
one is
like,
getting her claws back.
Have
so
you ever seen the
scratch my back?
Have you ever seen the movie the second 300?
Yes.
Yeah, that is what sex should be.
Agreed.
With Ava Green, who, oh my god. Ava
yes.
Green.
No, I fully agree.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it should also be kind of a balance as opposed to one person dominating over the other 24/7.
Yeah.
Agreed.
You get what I mean?
Yeah, that's why it should be it's given fight.
It should be a fight, but like
there has to be a threshold of give and take.
No, there has to be. There has to be like signals, and like obviously you've seen my freaking signals.
Yes,
because I just kind of will not let you do certain things.
Yes,
as opposed to I will sit there and kind of be like, okay, I'm wearing my body out. Your turn.
Right.
You know, but at the same time, it's like. Okay, no, I caught myself. I'm back.
Sure.
You know? So I kind of feel like that is more so an issue as opposed to actually, like, doing anything.
Fair enough.
Because it needs to be a balance, in a sense.
So here's the other thing I'm going to say. Adam, this is more for you. So, and it's just only because, like you said, you know, you're open about being a virgin. And, you know, this is new and exciting and awesome. But I will say this because, and both Teresa and I have had similar experiences. Bodies are fucking gross.
Yes.
Really disgusting things.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And there will be some things that happen. Just go with it.
Yeah.
No matter what. Yeah. I have been fucking 69 with my girlfriend and toilet paper from her asshole just.
Just went into my face.
Yeah. And he's gonna keep going. Listen, I'm not saying it was bad.
No, I'm
but
not.
Shit happens.
I'm not gonna say that. I was gonna be it's
tampons. Just have go fucking with it. Just been places and oh. And
yeah, that's another main key that I feel that needs to be addressed a little bit. As far as sex on periods, I personally I hate it.
Really? Here's the problem. And I'm not meaning to, don't mean to interrupt, but my girlfriend gets extraordinarily horny on her period.
Oh, no,
like,
I do too.
Okay, but she can't, like, we're just like, we have to have sex. I'm like, fine. I go down there, I'll fucking do it. I'm a fucking trooper. Yeah. I've earned my Red Wings, goddammit. In more ways than one.
Oh,
I've gone down on her, I don't give a shit. But I get it. You know, you constantly, I had to put towels down.
Yeah.
She's a squirter too, which when you're on your period.
Yeah, it just becomes a hassle.
Right?
It's such a fucking hassle.
And I gotta wear a fucking raincoat.
Pretty much. That's about the only thing that would protect you.
Okay.
I just kind of wanna, like, I can explain how it makes my body feel, but I don't really know how to explain it from, like, a guy's perspective.
In all honesty.
Like, does it feel weird from a guy's perspective to actually feel. That
yes. No, not necessarily. It's not the blood. It's you know. And here's the thing. It's the bits.
Yeah.
You know, it's the coagulated shit that you don't expect.
Okay.
Like it's more, and it's not even necessarily bad or gross or anything. I mean, right. A little gross, but not in a bad way where I'm going to stop doing anything. It's just unexpected. And you think, okay, it's going to bleed. I've seen blood before. It's fine. It's the other shit that goes along with it that's unexpected. Yeah. And they're like, oh, fuck. And that kind of stuff. From a guy's perspective, it's still fine, I would guess. It's different. And you got to be mentally prepared for it. But if it makes her happy and she's like, yeah, I need to get this, you know, out of my system, fine. I'll do it. And just gotta wash up afterwards.
Yeah, like, the way that I always saw it when I tried multiple different times was, like, as soon as he was out, I was in the shower.
Yeah.
Because I just felt, like.
You feel, but here's the thing, and I don't know if this is true for all girls, but she felt a million times better afterwards.
Well, because you know what it is, too? While you're on your period, sex actually relieves a lot of the cramping.
Oh, interesting.
Because the estrogen is being released.
Gotcha.
But
makes sense.
At the same time, it can also cause cramping. Because
you're moving
standard.
Shit around.
Yeah, yeah, double standard.
Okay, fair
so
enough.
So it's kind of, it's weird, but like I want him to kind of understand before it even attempts to happen.
Yeah.
Kind of just to get a gist of, like, okay, this is kind of what I should be expecting.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It can be very gross, but it can also be slightly arousing.
I would never say arousing.
It
would be interesting.
I don't know if arousing is the right word.
That's why I changed it to interesting.
Interesting is
weird.
Right. Weird. I like weird. It's, like, not bad. I will never say bad, but it's like, yeah, it's weird. There's things coming out, and you know, I'll always go back to the Mr. Garrison quote that has gotten me through a lot of tough time with women.
Uh-oh.
Is that I will never ever trust anything that bleeds for 7 days and doesn't die.
That's a good
one. Oh my God. Okay. I don't even know. Adam, you have been a trooper. Do you want to have, let's go. Actually, this kind of event deserves everyone to have a final thought. Adam, let's start with you.
Can I come back to this one, please?
Sure. Mike, final thought. I think you've said enough. That is all you need to say.
Yeah, I'm out of.
I got it.
Well, shit.
Becca, final thoughts. Well, actually, Adam, are you ready?
I did.
Okay, yeah, let's go.
After this night, I think I might need a smoke.
Yeah, you ain't getting one.
No, I'm not.
That right now.
That was
I'm referring to next time we come here.
Oh,
I,
yeah.
No. I am taking a bowl rip.
Yeah, no, you can use my weed.
Nope.
You're not letting him smoke
weed? I can't
weed?
Do it. You can't do it.
I have a question.
All right.
Because it sucks. I've not smoked in almost 4 years.
Congrats. Is that good or bad?
Bad.
Why? It's what?
Because I keep getting told mixed signals from fucking neurologists
okay.
and shit now.
It's not
can
addictive.
Can you smoke?
It's...
Can you not smoke it because of your epilepsy?
Mm. I have... yeah, what's up?
He can't do things that you can't do. Does he have to pee sitting down?
Pissing, like, the basic things. Like, he does it his own way. But, like, if I can't smoke pot, don't smoke it in front of me. You're fine, but, like, I'm not dating you, so it's different.
Yet.
I love you,
Matt. Sorry.
I'm so sorry. That was good.
Thank you.
But, no, like... You know, that's basically what I ask of every guy I've ever been with. If I can't do something, don't do it in front of me.
Yeah, that's a
you
good.
Know,
that's fine.
Just,
all right,
I agree.
I don't care if he does it, as long as he's safe about it and doesn't fucking pass
I make sure
out
he's
for
safe.
3 days.
No,
that was, okay, but
no,
but,
that was intentional.
Yeah, and I will defend him. It's hilarious now, but he had no idea what he was getting into because A, it was the first time we had all done like
edibles.
That much edibles, and B, I didn't realize how fucking strong I made that shit.
I felt like I was in fucking Portal.
It took like eight hours. Because it was like, we didn't find out until the next day when my friend who was helping me stir it was like licking his fingers. And then 8 hours later was like, dude, I was gone. Like,
wait,
it was the strongest
wait.
Shit I've ever made.
Was
and then,
it Anthony?
Eh.
Oh
dude,
my
you, God. You know how he was like licking his finger? He wakes up at 2 a.m, higher than he's ever been.
What?
Just because
what?
He fucking licked his finger from that butter. So, yeah. And then Adam also made the mistake of getting high, not realizing he was high yet. And then eating, like, that much. First of all, we gave him this much of a brownie, and he was fucking baked.
No, that
we
was...
were all baked.
No, you gave me a bigger piece of a brownie.
Okay, I gave you a
well,
normal.
You gave me
I gave
an animal
brownie.
Size brownie.
He gave you a piece of
but
brownie.
But then you
brownie.
Ate half your tray.
We all were dumb enough to listen to Liam.
Oh, my God.
He ate you ate half... You ate, like, that much at the end. And this is after he had a full-size brownie, just that. He
no,
just took half the food and was like, I can eat it all. Fuck it. All right.
But I did build up a tolerance, though, after when we came back up.
Yes, you did have a tolerance after that, yeah.
Because we were playing fucking Pandemic Cthulhu Edition.
P. I remember.
While I was also playing Magic on my console.
Okay.
And we were being very coherent with that.
All right. So now it comes to you, Becca. Final thought.
I think the only thing that I could really say is I want to know what... Your viewers have to think about all of this. I'm really curious.
Check the website, t-300.com. We will subscribe to the podcast because I have to give the shameless plugs. Yeah, and then I will happily, if you come back next time with Nikki, please, for the love of
yes.
God.
I will...
I'll make
just
them.
I will
put together some of my favorites things from the internets, and we will discuss.